Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's your girl, Jeannie Lauren, of course. Today, I'm going to tweet for people who get out of the bed, wash their face, brush their teeth, and get right back in the bed on the weekends because why not? Food? Why bother? Breakfast? Who needs breakfast? I eat these tweets for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yummy. Anyway, you may have noticed that there have been a couple of days with no new episodes, and you may or may not know that I get up and film each new episode of Good Morning Black Twitter the same day. So I get up at 3 a.m., write it, film it, cut it, post it, and give it to y'all. Unfortunately, this means some days I don't really get any sleep. And I guess I've been having one too many of those days because twice now it affected my health and I started having heart palpitations. Yikes. I felt like it'd be really irresponsible to let it happen a third time because I'm not sleeping. So, you know, it's just one more kink that I'm ironing out in this new show that's only 3 months old because I'm trying to have a life that's livable and still give you a good show because I appreciate you for watching. There might be a hiccup here and there while we iron out the kinks, but it ain't going nowhere. And while we're at it, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. So, can we do what we do, which is talk about what the timeline's been talking about? So this story has been circulating in my neighborhood of Black Twitter about a man who got a woman pregnant, who said she didn't want to have children, who he then took to court for full custody of the child, and got her to pay child support, but is now upset that she doesn't want to be involved with the child at all. That's the backstory, but I don't even actually want to talk about that story. I want to talk about the conversation that flowed from that story. And that conversation is, what exactly is a deadbeat parent? Before the story hit my timeline, I thought a deadbeat parent was one thing, and I thought that everybody kind of had the same idea of what a deadbeat parent actually is, but now I'm not so sure. So I did the only reasonable thing. I took a poll. At GMBT Show took a very scientific Twitter poll asking what makes a deadbeat parent, and the options were not providing monetarily or not helping in the child rearing, being present, raising of the child. And a whopping 80% of you said that not being present makes one a deadbeat parent. I gotta say, I'm inclined to agree. Now, can we dig into this a little bit? Because I don't think this is one of those things where quantity and quality are one and the same. I mean, is there anything where quantity and quality are one and the same? I don't think so. But anyway, I digress. So like if someone is technically spending time with their kid, but all they do in that time is talk on the phone with other adults or play card games with other adults or spend actual conversation, getting to know you time, bonding time with other adults and just ignore the child, I don't think that actually makes you a quality parent. Like, you can't just have your child in your presence and then ignore that child and that makes you a good parent. I don't think so. Like, I'm not of the mind that any presence is better than no presence. Kids can tell when they're not wanted and kids can tell when you're just going through the motions. So yeah, all interaction with your kid ain't equal. That being said, I also don't think you get out of being called a deadbeat parent just because you send money. Does your child know your face? Do they know the sound of your voice? Do they know when your birthday is? Have you taught them anything? If you can't answer yes to all those questions, in my mind, that makes you a deadbeat. Like, this is supposed to be about the child. What's best for the child? Yes, the child needs clothes, but they also need guidance and nurturing. You choosing not to provide one of those aspects of parenting is you choosing to be a deadbeat. The only caveat being parents who have to travel for work. This is obviously a situation where if you had other options, you might choose those other options, but for now, you gotta do what you gotta do, and you can't always be at home when you wanna be with your kids. So outside of those parents, the parents who are deciding not to be present or not to give money, just saying it doesn't look good for you. And also, how does it work that you're present in your kids' lives and don't provide any money? You're present in your kids' lives, but you don't take them clothes shopping? You don't buy them food? You don't pay for school supplies? Nothing? That just doesn't sound likely to me. I mean, you and the kid are together and you're hungry. You're not gonna take the kids to McDonald's or something? So yeah, considering the way time winds up also being money, I would say that the people who don't actually spend time with their kids are more likely to be the deadbeat parents. But if you know somebody who all they do is send money to their kid and you don't think they're a deadbeat parent, let me know. Hit me up. Moving on. Someone decided to check Lil Wayne for his possibly drug-induced rant on Nightline. Wait, did you see that rant? Roll tape.
What's your thought on Black Lives Matter?
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea is that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever, whatever. It's somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young, black, rich. If that don't let you know that America understand Black Matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matter, especially to my.
Yeah, he really said that. And who decides to check him? None other than our resident professor, T.I. The rapper, also known as Tip, Young Pop the Trunk. He hopped on social media to gather Lil Wayne for his ridiculous comments, and y'all hopped on social media to gather him for being generally ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, I would like to get to the day where we just stop asking idiot rappers to do anything but rap. I know why Nightline did it. Like, they did it because who even knew Nightline was still on the air? I didn't know. I couldn't even tell you what channel Nightline was on before this. But now they get brand awareness in a 6-minute viral video, all because they asked someone who looks like they could possibly see leprechauns what they thought about Black Lives Matter. But man, come on. Nobody cares what these rappers think, bruh. Like, can we please finally send out a mass memo about this? Nobody cares what these celebrities think. Most of them are not knowledgeable on the topics they're weighing in on, and most of us are not looking to them for guidance to any promised land. Just spit your bars and go. How do you feel about it? Are you actually looking for rappers and celebrities in general to say poignant things, or are you like me and just wish they would stay in their lane? Hit me up in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow. I'd love to hear from you. Let's get on with the day, shall we? It's the last one before this election is over. Seize it and have a good morning, Black Twitter.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.